I will come through for you. Words from Jesus.
Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. Hebrews 11:2-13. If you reflect on my great men and women who have gone before you, those mentioned in the Bible and others since that time, you will note how each lived for me and accomplished great things in my name. Some of them, such as those mentioned in Hebrews 11, never received all that I had promised them during their time on earth. But their faith didn't waver, and because of that, they went on to receive their full and great eternal rewards. Are there areas in your life where you wonder if I'll ever come through for you? Or is there something I've said that you worry might not happen the way you hope or expect? Think on that great cloud of witnesses and meditate on what advice they'd give you. Let your spirit be refueled by their example, and let your mind be set at rest by their fortitude. Just as I came through for them, I will come through for you. Your supportive fan. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Hebrews 12:1-2. When the game is in full swing, time on the clock is running out, and the score looks pretty close, I cheer you on. When I know that your defense is weak, I shout out to you to let you know. When I see that your offense is slacking, I pick up my megaphone and I make sure that you're alerted to it. When the enemy has scored a point and I see your face drop in disappointment, I cheer you on enthusiastically. I yell boo at the devil and his crowd. You can count on me to boost your self-esteem. Best of all, once you've scored a shot or won the game, there isn't a more appreciative voice in the crowd than mine. I cheer, I dance, and I get all the hosts of heaven rooting for you. You've never seen a fan club like mine. Eternal sunshine. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Keep your eyes on me no matter what you face. The skies may be dark at times, the winds may blow, the waters may be deep and murky, and the waves may crash all around you. There may be no apparent way of escape, but I am your escape. I am the sunshine that chases away the dark clouds. My voice will still the tumultuous waves. My rays of sunlight will make the waters clear so that you can see the wondrous coral and all of the splendor that lies under the surface of the ocean of life. So when all around you seems dark and gloomy, turn your eyes toward me, your eternal sunshine. I will shine brightly upon your life and I will calm the seas, helping you to find peace and security. Patience. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. James 1:2-4 and 12. Patience is a virtue. It is priceless. Patience can only grow through experience. So treasure the times when your patience is tried, and don't anxiously wait for me to rescue you prematurely. Make the most of each test. Realize that I have a purpose and a plan that will work out for your best. Will you take the path of impatience, grumbling, self-pity, and anguish of heart and mind? Or will you take the road of patience, acceptance, trust, and determination to make the most of this time of waiting on me? The second path is definitely recommended. You'll arrive at your destination fulfilled, happy, and satisfied with the trek, sporting sleek, developed muscles of patience. Whereas if you take the first path, you'll arrive disheartened, weak, weary, and dreading what I will bring along your path next. Choose the path of patience and trust at every turn, and you will not regret it. I will be able to bring you to your destination more quickly, and you'll be thankful for the gifts that you have gained through the journey. A majestic plan. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. I can fit everything into my majestic plan for your good, including the things you wish were different. How you long to see that all-embracing pattern, though you wouldn't understand it even if I showed you. I urge you not to indulge in obsessing about what you could have done differently, for that is an exercise in unreality. The past cannot be different from what has actually occurred. I want to help you make a new beginning instead, starting right where you are. Now is the only place to begin anew. It's the unique intersection of time and space you currently inhabit, and it's the space-time location where I intend for you to live. Some things, many things, may be beyond you, but you are capable of living joyfully in the present. After all, you are communicating with me, your Savior and Lord, this very moment. You can also handle the next moment as it comes, and the next. What you find most difficult to accept is the way the future looks to you, basing your predictions on current circumstances. But the future is one of those secret things beyond your domain. Release it to me, the rightful owner. Refuse to worry about the future, and you will find your resources for today quite sufficient. Remember that I am part of those resources, and nothing is impossible with me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.